Okay, next picture is Mother Teresa. Excellent, well done. Yeah, Mother Teresa, she was a nun, wasn't she? She devoted herself, her life, to serving the poor, mainly in the slums in Calcutta. When she was 36, she felt God calling her to go and serve him in India. A bit of a big calling, really. Next picture is... Are we sure that's the next picture? That is, yeah. Okay, that's fine. I got my order wrong. Okay, next picture. Anybody got any idea who this may be? Oh. The Archbishop, no. It's... So this, in case he's at the front, he'll be here later. The rector of St Matthew's Church, St Matthew's Triangle and All Saints. He's also Ipswich Area Dean, which is a good title, isn't it? And so as well as running the parish, Nick's involved or has been involved in the inspiring Ipswich bid. And if you go onto the diocesan website, I can quote him. He says that we see where God is at work and then we join with him. So Nick and each one of us really have a bit of a mission, seeing where God is at work and then joining him. Have I got the sack yet? Oh, I'll have to try harder. Next picture is, yes, thank you. So the next picture, who's that? Yeah, Bob Geldof. He is an Irish singer-songwriter, leader of which group? Oh, some people who know that very quickly. Okay, Boomtown Rats, yeah. And he's recognised for his activism, especially anti-poverty efforts concerning Africa. In 1984, he founded, what did he found? Band-Aid, yeah, Band-Aid to raise money for famine relief in Ethiopia. And he got the idea when he was watching a TV programme. So he took on a bit of a major undertaking, didn't he? Next picture is... We don't have a photograph of her. Mary, yeah, well done. This is the subject today is Mary, Mother of Jesus. And so Christmas is coming, in case you haven't heard, and we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. And Mary was chosen to be his mother. An amazing concept, isn't it, when that angel came to a young teenager and said she had been chosen to carry God's son, who would be the saviour of the world. It was life-changing for her, and it was world-changing for everyone else. So, thank you. If you could put the picture up, let's get all of them. Can we find a tenuous link? This is what they do, or what they used to do in the youth group, find a tenuous link between things. So is there a sort of bit of a link between all of those people, all of the things they've been asked to do? The tenuous link is that they're all really being called on a mission impossible. So it's all a very big job that they've been given to do, but they were willing to accept and they were willing to give it a go. And we're going to find out a bit more about Mary. We've been thinking about prayer in the Holy Habits, and there will be a slight tenuous link to that when we look at Mary. But we're going to set the scene about Mary, and so I've got a few readers. I did manage to keep a few readers for today. So who's coming up to read? We're going to set the scene. There's three readers. This is sort of what was happening before Mary was asked to have this baby. Brilliant, thank you.
Let us go back many years, many hundreds of years, to the time before Jesus had been born.
The world was waiting in darkness to see what God would do.
There were so many ways in which people were cruel, little ways and big ways, from the smallest acts of unkindness to the biggest wars.
the world was waiting in darkness to see what God would do.
There were so many ways in which people were forgetful. People with food forgot the hungry. People with shelter forgot the homeless. People with friends forgot the lonely.
The world was waiting in darkness to see what God would do.
Some people said, God is asleep and we can do whatever we want. Some people said, no, God is angry and will come to punish us all with his great power.
What happened next surprised everyone.
God was not asleep. But God did not come to take revenge and punish everyone. Instead, he sent his son Jesus to live among them, shining the light of his love into the darkness of sin and injustice.
And who did God choose to be Jesus' mother?
God chose Mary, a young woman from a poor family. Mary, a young woman from Nazareth, a town of little importance.
God chose a person and a place which everyone else had overlooked.
God sent the angel Gabriel to tell her the good news. She would be the mother of his son.
Mary was surprised and confused. What could all this mean? She thought and prayed and read the scriptures.
At last she understood, and Mary sang to praise God for sending Jesus to the world.
She thought and prayed. At last she understood, and she sang to praise God for sending Jesus to the world. And lots of us know that song of praise as the Magnificat. And so we're going to join together in the words of the Magnificat as we praise God, as we use it as a way of praising God. So I'm going to say the words that are not in bold, and then please will you join in with alternate verses which are in bold. And can I ask that we just stand as we praise God? So, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day, the Almighty has done great things for me. And holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel to remember his promise of mercy, the promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Amen. Amen. Do please be seated. So God has chosen Mary to be the mother of Jesus. Thank you. If we could have the first picture. And he sends an angel to tell her. Now, I wonder what your response would be if an angel appeared to you and gave you a message from God, especially a message of this magnitude. But by the time the angel left, not only had Mary accepted the offer, but she'd also stated, thank you, that nothing is impossible with God. Mary appears to be a bit of a thinker. When Jesus was born and the shepherds visited, we're told that she treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And I wonder what she did in those times when she treasured up things, when she pondered, when she thought, when she reminded herself of the scriptures, when she prayed. And when Jesus was 12, Mary and Joseph, they had to return to Jerusalem to look for him. And they found him in the temple. And again, we're told that she treasured all these things in her heart. So we can perhaps imagine her praying as she hurried to Elizabeth. After the angel had told her she was going to have the baby, it seemed probably wise to just sort of get out of the heat a little bit. And she went to Elizabeth. Elizabeth was expecting a baby. She was well past childbearing age, but she found herself pregnant with what would be Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist, who would prepare the way. And the result of that journey, the result of Mary thinking and praying, was that Magnificat that we've just said together as we've worshipped God. Mary seemed to have had a bit of a grasp of the scriptures as well. So Magnificat is Latin for magnifies, and we see that in that first line, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. She's praising God. The NIV says, my soul glorifies the Lord. But when I looked up in the Message version, it seems to give us a bit of an amazing insight, really, into what Mary was feeling. So the Message version says, I'm bursting with God news. I'm dancing the song of my Saviour God. God took one good look at me and look what happened. I'm the most fortunate woman on earth. Mary appears to have been so joyful at being chosen by God to bear his son that she sings and she praises God. There probably was a bit of fear there as well. You know, she is a young, teenage, unmarried woman, and she's having this baby sort of against convention, and it wasn't her husband's or her husband's-to-be. It wasn't actually the baby of any human father. But Mary does seem to have an amazing grasp on scripture. She goes on to proclaim that God cares about every human life. He's got a particular care for the poorest and for those who have been overlooked by the wider society. Not only does he care for the poorest in society, but he has chosen in Jesus to come and live among them. Jesus wasn't born into a rich or a powerful household. And we know that through his death and through his resurrection, Jesus transforms an upside-down world to be the right way up again, according to God's standards. Mary's song is really amazing. She's showing a great understanding of the work and the ways of God. And I'm sure, as we've heard, she pondered for a long time on that visit from the angel. Mary accepted this request from the angel to have God's son. So what's our response when God asks us to join him on what appears to be a mission impossible? Because you see, each one of us, if we say we are a Christian, have been invited by God to be on what is humanly considered a mission impossible. One more picture. Who's this? Any idea? It's you lot. Most of you, anyway. It's a picture that we took the beginning of the year. It's a picture of the congregation, and it's a picture that Frieda's got probably up on her wall as we gave it to her framed for her 100th birthday. But each one of us in that picture and each one of us sitting here have been asked. We are part of God's body here on earth, and each of us has a mission. And so if we are saying that we are Christian, we have a mission that appears to be impossible. But actually, with God's equipping, he helps us and he equips us to do all that he asks us to do. So a very quick, brief overview of some of the things that God asks each one of us to do. So he asks us, thank you, to try to be like Jesus in everything we do. He asks us to listen to him and to talk, to pray to him. He asks us to read the Bible regularly. He asks us to treat everyone around us just as Jesus would treat them, even when they're being horrible to us. Thank you. He asks us to be ready to help other people to get to know Jesus. And our mission is to stand up for what is right and to have nothing to do with things that we know are wrong. Quite easy when I stand up here and read it, but actually, if we think about it, it does seem a little bit like a mission impossible, a little bit probably like Mary thought at the beginning when that angel first appeared to her. It's a tough calling, but are we ready to give it a try? Are we ready to give it a go? Are we willing to continue? Mary very quickly said that nothing is impossible with God. And I would like to say that with God's help, he equips us. He equipped Mother Teresa. He equips Nick. He equips each one of us to do what he asks us to do. He equipped Mary to do what he asked her to do. So it is tough, but he does equip us. I've got the job description on a piece of paper, and it's got a little blank bit at the bottom where it says signed. And what we're going to do is we're going to give out one of these to each person. And what I would like you to do, that in the quiet sometime between now and Christmas or sometime after Christmas, just read that through. And if that's something you're signing up to for the first time, great. If that's something that you're going to sign up because you're going to continue, that's great. But I would like to suggest that you put this by your computer, you put it in your Bible, you put it somewhere where for the next few weeks you can just remind yourself that Mary was called to a bit of a mission impossible, and she accepted it knowing that God equips her. And God calls us to a bit of a mission impossible, but he equips us as well. So I've got a few people who would like to just come and give these out. Thank you. Please do take one. Perhaps just think about some of the things that I've said. Thank you. There's 10 in each bunch. That should be all right. Let me do that for you. Brilliant. So if you take one of those, if you just read it, between, you know, over the next week, have a look at it. Just see if it's something that you're willing to sign up to, willing to continue to. And this is between you and God. And perhaps if it's something that you're thinking, I'm not really sure about that, perhaps you need to ask God to just help you and to just draw you closer to him. So we may be going to run out. Are there any extra ones? I think we've got a few over there. If you haven't got one yet, can you just stick your hand up a minute? Yeah, it looks like most people in... We've got a few spaces in the south aisle if you'd like to go over there. Thank you. Thank you. All right, most people got one now? Brilliant. Thank you very much. Right, there's still a few people in the back there. So let's just hold on to that paper, just read it, and then I'm just going to say a prayer as we finish. Mary accepted the responsibility that God gave her. Mary thought, prayed, pondered. And again, like I say, perhaps over the next week or so, think, pray, ponder and ask God to re-equip you for all that he asks of you. Let's just pray. Father God, we know that nothing is impossible with you. As we accept your call, please equip us to join in your mission for your glory. Amen.